AI is going on the record Tuesday, August 11, 2026. Welcome to today's AI Engineering Intelligence podcast. South Australia has announced what is being described as Australia's first royal commission devoted to artificial intelligence. The inquiry is expected to examine AI's effects across work, education, health, public services, the arts, and society. Formal terms of reference and the commissioners are still to be settled. That makes today's development larger than a regional policy story. A royal commission is designed to gather testimony, compel evidence, and create a public record. It moves the debate away from vendor demonstrations and broad principles toward a harder question. What can institutions prove about the AI systems they are deploying? For engineering teams, the message is immediate. Customers, auditors, regulators, boards, and affected people will increasingly expect evidence. A policy that says, "We use AI responsibly," is not evidence. A reproducible record of purpose, data, testing, decisions, incidents, and remedies is. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas announced the inquiry on August 10. Reporting indicates it is expected to begin in October and report by July 1, 2027, with an estimated budget of $3 million Australian. Detailed terms of reference are due over the coming weeks. The process arrives amid an unusual tension. South Australia is actively seeking AI investment and operates an office for AI while proposing an independent inquiry into the technology's risks and social effects. Those positions are not necessarily contradictory. Governments and businesses need a way to pursue useful adoption without treating uncertainty as permission to ignore harm. The constructive outcome would be a shared factual record, which systems are already used in consequential settings. Who benefits and who bears risk? Who can intervene? What evidence supports claims of productivity, safety, or fairness? How do systems affect employment, learning, care, and creative work? Which decisions remain contestable? What infrastructure demands a company adoption? And how is responsibility divided between developers, deployers, governments, and users? These questions cannot be answered by benchmark scores alone. They require inventories, deployment data, incident records, affected community input, and clear accountability. Australia's AI ethics principles identify human well-being, fairness, privacy, reliability, transparency, contestability, and accountability as core goals. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework similarly focuses on managing risk across design, development, deployment, and evaluation. But principles become operational only when they produce artifacts another person can inspect. If an organization claims a system has a legitimate purpose, it should retain an approved use case statement and owner and prohibited uses. If it claims the system is reliable, it should retain a versioned evaluation set, results, thresholds, and known limitations. If it claims fairness, it needs cohort analysis, accessibility testing, and documented data gaps. For privacy, it needs a data flow map, retention rules, access controls, and a privacy assessment. For transparency, it needs user notices, provenance metadata, and an explanation of AI's role. For contestability, it needs an appeal route, response target, human authority, and remedy records. And for accountability, it needs named owners and an escalation chain. The objective is not paperwork for its own sake. Each artifact should answer a foreseeable challenge. If someone is denied a service, can the organization reconstruct what happened? If a model update changes behavior, can the team compare versions? If a safety claim is questioned, can the test be reproduced? AI inventories often start with model names. That is useful, but the unit of governance should be the decision or outcome pathway. Imagine a public service assistant. One model classifies an inquiry. Another retrieves records. A rules engine determines eligibility. A staff member approves the result. A model inventory tells you which components exist. A decision map tells you how a person is affected. For each material pathway, document the trigger, the person or group affected, the inputs, the exact role of AI, the authority to approve or stop it, the resulting outcome, the notice provided, the challenge route, and the evidence that makes it reconstructable. This exposes an important difference. A system that drafts an internal summary and a system that determines access to healthcare may use the same model. They do not carry the same obligations. The next step is to turn principles into testable claims. Do not write, the assistant is accurate. write that on the approved policy corpus, at least 98% of cited passages support the associated claim. Do not write, the payment agent is safe. Write that it never submits a payment without a valid account match and an authorized approval token. Define when low confidence cases route to a person. Require adverse recommendations to include sources, model version, and a review path. Define how quickly a user correction reaches downstream systems. Every claim needs an owner, test method, threshold, evidence location, and a response when the claim fails. Contestability deserves special attention. Australia's principles say that when an AI significantly affects a person, community, group, or environment, there should be a timely way to challenge the use or outcome. A generic support link is not enough. A person should know that AI influenced the result, understand the relevant reasons, correct inaccurate inputs, submit missing context, reach a human with authority to change the outcome, and receive a response within a stated time. The engineering system must support that. It needs stable case identifiers, retained evidence, reversible actions, and corrected data propagation. It must not route the person back into the same automated loop. Appeals also provide evaluation data. If one group challenges outcomes more often or succeeds at a higher rate, the pattern may expose a design, data, or policy defect. Teams should also measure consequences, not just model quality. A model may reduce drafting time while increasing review time. An agent may resolve more tickets while creating more escalations. A clinical summarizer may look accurate overall while omitting information in the cases where stakes are highest. Track benefits, correct outcomes, human review, distribution across relevant groups, severity-weighted incidents, appeal resolution, total cost per successful outcome, and infrastructure demands. The denominator matters. 10,000 AI-assisted cases says little. Cost per correct case, incidents per consequential action, and human minutes per resolved outcome are harder to inflate. An evidence-ready organization should be able to assemble six things quickly: a one-page system card, a decision and data flow map, versioned evaluation evidence, a change history, an incident and appeal log, and an authority map showing who can. The system, revoke a tool, communicate an incident, and provide a remedy. Do not submit principles as proof. Do not export raw logs and call it transparency. Do not ask a model to explain itself from memory after the event. Do not average away serious harm. And do not make accountability so collective that nobody can authorize a fix. Today's verdict is simple. The arrival of an AI Royal Commission signals that general assurances are losing value. Institutions will be asked what they deployed, why they deployed it, who was affected, which evidence justified it, and what happened when it failed. Responsible AI is becoming a record-keeping discipline as much as a modeling discipline. Build systems that work. Also build the evidence that lets another person verify, challenge, and improve them. Now, test your knowledge with five questions. Question 1. What is the most important governance shift signaled by a formal public inquiry into AI? Is it A, replacing all written policies with model benchmarks? B, moving from broad assurances toward inspectable evidence about deployed systems and outcomes? C, allowing vendors to evaluate themselves in private? Or D, treating every AI use case as equally risky? The answer is B, moving from broad assurances toward inspectable evidence about deployed systems and outcomes. Question 2. Why should governance begin with a decision or outcome pathway rather than only a model inventory? Is it A, models have no effect on systems? B, the same model can play very different roles and create different levels of impact? C, decision maps eliminate the need for testing? Or D, provider names should never be recorded? The answer is B, the same model can play very different roles and create different levels of impact. Question 3. What makes an AI decision meaningfully contestable? Is it A, a generic support link that returns the person to the same automated loop? B, a generated statement that the model is usually accurate? C, notice, understandable reasons, correction of inputs, and access to a human who can change the outcome? Or D, deleting the decision trace immediately? The answer is see notice, understandable reasons, correction of inputs, and access to a human who can change the outcome. Question 4. Which record is stronger audit evidence than a model-generated explanation after the event? Is it A, the actual runtime inputs, retrieved sources, tool calls, policy decisions, and version identifiers? B, a new answer generated from the model's memory? C, an unversioned marketing demonstration? Or D, an overall accuracy number with no test data? The answer is A, the actual runtime inputs, retrieved sources, tool calls, policy decisions, and version identifiers. Question 5. Why can aggregate accuracy be misleading for a consequential AI system? Is it A, accuracy can hide severe rare failures and unequal outcomes across affected groups? B, accuracy is always impossible to measure? C, only latency matters in production? Or D, high-impact systems do not need evaluation? The answer is A, accuracy can hide severe rare failures and unequal outcomes across affected groups. That concludes today's quiz and the Tuesday AI Governance Brief.